Namaste. My name is Will Zimmerer. I'm an international meditation master. Today I want to speak, be passionate or die. We hear from the religious leaders and saints that passions are bad. And it's rather more bad that they have lost their passions because of their age. And the passions are connected with our sexuality. So more sexuality, more passions. And sexuality and passions are bad for religion that we hear and see and read everywhere. So my question is, why has given God us passions and sexuality when this is bad? I rather more question these gurus and religion leaders. And I think the middle part is the best, to live our passions and to be religious and think on God. We don't have to decide for religion or for working life, we do both. And then we see these old guys after the menopause. We are losing big part of our passions and sexuality. And for sure, then they are right, because they don't have that anymore. So what? There is an old story from the Srimad Bhagavata, and who tells us that we should live our passions when we are young. There was a king Jalabharata who was all the time calm. He never had any passions. And he was never indulged in any encounter. And the citizen loved him and adored him as a saint. When the time for dying came, the king renounced the world, went in the jungle, and lived there without harming any being. And he were meditating the whole day and making spiritual exercises. So he was sitting close to a river, and then a deer was drinking water. And after some time, he heard a lion roaring, and the deer was really anxious and jumped over the river. And when the deer jumped, it gave birth to a fawn and died immediately. So what to do? The king said, okay, I nurture this fawn, and he was totally in love with his fawn and cared all the time and was thinking all the time on the throne and forgot God. And when he was dying, his last thought was on the throne, and he in his next birth he became an animal, and deer. You see, patience can be bad or good. You know, the same is with a knife. With a knife, we can kill or we can cut vegetables. What we make out of our passions, that is important. You know, the greatest things, the greatest inventions, the greatest inventors, painters, artists, all, they produce everything out of their passions. But at the same time, torture, killing, cruel deeds are done also out of patience. We have to look that we do good with our patience. If we love our spouse, our kids, what's wrong with that? And then what is wrong with our sexuality? That the old guys are jealous and jealous that they didn't lift their sexuality enough? That's the only thing what is bad on it. We enjoy what we have and what we got. And we don't want to end like this Jada Bharata. Do it now. Set up your patience for good things. Then this is what God wants from you. Okay? And have your fun with it. And don't regret that you didn't have lived your sexuality when you were young. You don't have to renounce the world. You don't have to sacrifice your patience and so your sexuality. Think on God and do live your passion. And when I sleep with a woman, I always repeat the name of God. And also I pull up my energy and circulate my energy through my body. So the whole thing is the same thing I do with meditation, during the meditation. So it is for me actually meditation. Okay, thank you very much that I could speak to you, and bye.